You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hitting it.
Eddie, they do want you to talk about your locks. Sore Losers Locks tweeted that.
Okay. Well, then we're going to go over 15 minutes.
Hitting it.
No, try and connect it. Forget it. We'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what.
Sizzin' north, west side of Nashville. On the weekends, me and Baser shotgun White Claw hard seltzers, and Eddie, I think I know what I want you to carry across the country with you.
What is that?
That represents me and my family and my wife and my household.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We had mentioned it. I don't know if it was behind the scenes or on the actual show, what you need to take from each of us on your walk. I want you to take some White Claw.
So in case people don't know what we're talking about, I'm walking from West Virginia down to Tennessee like the George Strait song.
Arnold.
God dang it. If this were the big show, dude, he would have been right on.
Arnold, it's supposed to say clip.
Yeah.
And I start Sunday. Yeah. I mean, boys, this is going to be about a 78-mile hike across the Appalachian Mountains.
So there's a lot of mountains. I feel like you're underestimating the size of the hills you're going to be going
do
up.
Do you want to see my route? Because
I mean, looking at it on a map doesn't really tell me anything.
It really does.
When
because,
you got an atlas?
Because 75% of my walk is alongside the mountain. So I'm not going to cross it. I'm going to go straight southeast.
The guy thinks he's Columbus.
No, southwest,
or
southwest.
Something.
I'm going to go straight southwest.
Okay.
Alongside the mountain, and then there's a valley, and I'm going to hop right over that valley.
Just hop over it?
I'm going to ride across that valley, and next thing you know, I'm in Bristol, Tennessee, baby.
Coach, I love your vision. I love how you've mapped it out, but it's going to come to it where it's left foot, right foot. I'm not even looking up. I don't even care that that's a mountain. I don't care that's a river. Can we cross this little footbridge? Left foot, right foot. Coach, as into the map as you are, it's all going to just be about foot on pavement. I think it's going to be miserable and grueling.
On my trial runs, what I've learned is that literally if my mind is distracted,
nudes,
I don't feel anything. Like, as soon as I start looking at my feet and thinking about the hill that I'm about to come upon, my feet start hurting.
So you'll be able to do the podcast live from the walk.
Absolutely. If there's phone service.
But we don't want to be the reason we pull away his energy and he's not able to complete it. We want all his energy devoted to his segments on the big show.
So,
but if we can have your time for an hour, that would be epic. But I don't want you to get exhausted.
Because there are bets being placed on you on the Sore Losers Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
They have been betting on how long it's going to take you. I don't know what the...
Every day.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think there's an over-under on every day how many miles I get.
Those people have jobs.
Well... They need to understand that you already have that mapped out. You know exactly how many miles you're going each day because you have to get to a
hotel.
Or
maybe it's how long or something. Maybe it's how long it takes me to get to the first day.
But and honestly, blessings, Coach. But
thank you.
What have we seen? When push comes to shove, as beautiful as I've never seen a triple, Coach. I usually just go double at the crib.
Coach, you just jinxed it. No more triple.
Yeah, jinxed it. No triple.
You can put his plans into play for a Super Bowl, a World Series, whatever. It never goes according to plan. So, sure, Eddie's mapping out 20 miles. Maybe one day he does 8. The next day he has to do 32.
There's no way. I mean, if there's a 32 day, I'm not finishing that day.
What are you doing?
I mean, there's no way I can do a 32
day. What is
in
your mouth?
Oh, an apple. I'm sorry.
That's disrespectful.
No,
to
I figured since you were sneezing, I can take a bite of my apple.
No, no, a sneeze is a natural occurrence. Eating is a choice.
Coach, while you were sneezing, I took a Ripper Magoo.
Like we could have just waited the 5 minutes to eat your apple,
God,
but you had like
it.
You were ready to go.
I thought you wouldn't notice, Coach.
How can you not notice? You went, and then your voice goes from, "Hey guys, this is Eddie," to.
Coach, a guy knows his everything. He could hear a fish piss under a waterfall, Coach.
Okay, where are the bets? I'm trying to find the bets and how they're
I don't know where they're at, but they're on there somewhere.
Here's
but.
The only one that matters, and I haven't said that three-letter word in a while, but the only thing in the universe that does matter is this. Is he going to finish or not? And I will hang up and listen.
I will finish. You mark my words, boys and girls. I will finish this walk.
Well, right. Here's the thing.
No, it's not a will right.
No,
Coach.
Because he can walk 5 miles, take a 2-hour break, and then walk. I mean,
right.
It's not like he's walking. We're acting like he's walking 79 miles.
Of course.
In a row. He's taking breaks. He's taking... So I think he's going to finish.
You're a runner, coach. So how long should my breaks be? That's what I've been trying to figure out.
Well, that I don't know.
Like a 30-minute break, sit down in the car, AC, you know, eat a little snack here and there and rest my feet, take my shoes off, and then 30 minutes start again? Or, like, should I do an hour? Is an hour too long?
I have no idea because I've never done it where I run and stop and then start up again.
Because I feel like in my practice runs, I'll do, like, 6 to 7 miles, and then I gotta stop. I gotta chill for a second because my feet are just starting to hurt a little bit.
And how long does it take you to do 6 or 7 miles?
6 or 7 miles, about 3 hours.
Okay.
No. That's not right. About 2 hours.
Oh man, dude, you're gonna be so. It's only gonna take you 6 hours of the day to get that done for your 18 miles a day.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try to get 20 a day.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So you could take an hour break, take a nap if you want to.
Yeah, but I think people are saying don't take, and I know what they're saying because like, every time I get back from that break, I'm like, okay, let me get
You get a little stiff.
I get tightened up a little bit.
But then you loosen up.
I do loosen up. So I'm just trying to figure out like, ooh, do I take
Or would you rather just do a short rest, get going, get it done so you have 12 hours to sleep
at night.
And then
go to Chili's afterwards and just chill.
12 hours to sleep.
You know what I mean? Do a little ice bath.
Lunge, you ain't knocking out 12 hours in a hotel and I'll hang up and listen.
What? Why wouldn't you?
Guys, hold on. I know you're expert walkers and runners. Hold on.
No. He's saying sleep 12 hours.
You ain't going to sleep. Your legs are going to be killing you. You're going to be tossing and turning. There ain't no way in hell you're sleeping 12 hours. There's just not. I mean, I see it being a 6, and you're like, I got to get up and get going, man, or my feet are going to lock up. There ain't no way in hell you're shutting it down for 12 hours.
Sleep for 6 hours? Are you crazy?
What are you? Yeah, are you?
I'm just guessing. I know Lunch is like a sleep pathologist, and he's like a runner, and like he understands the feet and how they were built and all that. I understand he's an expert on that. But I truly believe. I love how Lunch is just such an in touch expert. Coach,
no, you're the one that
he
said.
He does sleep longer than all of us.
First of all, Coach, off the air, you said Eddie should run, keep walking every day leading up.
I didn't say walking every day. You said he should take the whole week off. You said he should. Eddie, did he tell you to take the whole week off yesterday?
Oh, he told me that.
Marathon
runners usually take the first week off before they go.
No, and they don't. They take a day off, then run like 45 minutes, take a day off.
We didn't have a caller on the big show, though, say like you needed to like relax a little bit.
Okay.
Take it easy.
You don't do a full training the week before, but you still have to do something. You don't just go in, take a week off, and then go race. That's not how it works.
Okay. Coach, how many marathons have you trained for?
Zero. How many have you?
One.
Did you run a marathon?
Yeah, I did when I was 21.
So you're telling me these Olympic athletes, before they go to the Olympics, they just take a week off.
I really love the extremes, Coach.
No.
Shut up. I was just telling
Kick
Eddie.
Kick his ass, Ray. Kick his ass.
I was saying, Eddie's like, I'm going to do 15 miles today. I was saying, Eddie, I wouldn't do 15 miles right up until you go. You got to take it easy. Sure, do a couple miles. But please, for the love of God, don't do 15 miles a day up until you leave on Sunday.
Well, Coach, that's what makes me a little scared. I haven't done 20.
Well, you don't. No. A marathoner doesn't ever run a marathon.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
But he's also just running 21 that day. Or 26. What is it, 26?
Yeah, 26.2.
Run another one the next day.
They get up to like 20, 21 miles, and then they think, okay, I've already got here. I mean.
And that's okay if all you need to do is do 20. What do they do, 26?
6.2.
It's okay if all you got to do is 26 in one day. But if you have to do 26 every day, I think you have to get your body used to doing 26
a day. That's a good question.
A
like, if someone's run 5 marathons in 5 days, do they get to where the point where they practice doing that?
Because
I don't know.
I will tell you, boys, since I started training, my minimum was about 5 miles. And I've consistently done, now if I'm training, I don't do less than 5 miles. So a 5-mile walk to me now compared to when I first did it like 2 weeks ago, it's a breeze.
But so, definitely don't try your max this week.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so fearful of injury. Like, if it rains, that's going to be a major buzzkill. Coach, I mean, just like, I don't know. You get like somebody throws something out their window as they're driving by, or like dust or something hitting you. I mean, dude, there are so many things that can happen along an interstate.
And you're probably going to get yelled at because people are going to think you're a convict picking up trash.
Oh, good call.
And that you, because they take convicts and put them on the side of the road. Yeah.
rapist.
Yeah, something like that.
And coach, you're I'm just walking.
I wouldn't imagine throwing on some goggles, coach.
And you know what you should do?
That's a good idea, coach. I talked to a guy yesterday that he walked from Nashville to Arizona for the same cause, foster care awareness. He did this like 11 years ago. And so I wanted to know kind of like, dude, what do I need to do to prepare or whatever? He's like, goggles. He's like,
oh, dang, dude.
He said goggles because the cars going by will just, I mean, they throw all sorts of debris every single time they go by. So good eyewear, goggles is good. But he said one thing that I never realized that happened over and over were dogs. Dogs. Every single place he went, there was a freaking dog that got out of a fence and started trying to attack him.
Like, oh my gosh.
Dude, I was in severe...
Dude, if that's how you go down...
I am telling you what, I almost had dogs that tried to... They had tried to attack me when I was in Sevier, Tennessee, where you're headed.
Sevierville.
Yeah. Me and my cousin, we went for a run, and we go down this, you know, country road, and here come these two dogs, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, they've got one on the front, one on the back.
That's what he said. He's
and
like,
I'm like, what do I do? And I start trying to kick them, and we got by, but guess what? You had to turn around and come back the same damn direction, and here come those two stupid-ass dogs trying to get me again.
Yeah, he was like, you can worry all day about your feet and your legs, but I'm telling you, worry about dogs coming out of houses.
What did that your expert say? Did he say he thinks you can do this? Was that ever discussed?
He told me that it's definitely doable. Just don't, if your goal is 25 to 30 miles a day, that's not going to happen. He's like, get that out of your head. It's not going to happen.
What is your goal? 20?
Average 20. I have some days that are 16, some days that are 18, some are 20. So I think 20 is the most.
Well, then your average is not 20.
I guess my average is about 18.
Okay. I was like, wait, if none go above 20, then your average can't be 20. But okay.
But he says it's definitely doable. You just
can't. How many did he average?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, he had a long time to do this. So he literally just strolled.
Oh, boy.
He strolled. And he
didn't have a radio show to get back to in 3 days.
That's true.
Good.
What you
God.
Need to bring with you, you need to bring a bag and like a pitchfork and pick up trash as you go. You can
that
help.
Is one thing that I'm realizing when I'm now in my training.
There's a lot of trash.
Streets. And what's wrong with people?
It's disgusting.
The coach, I'm talking from lottery tickets to tampons
everything.
To... shoe boxes.
Back in Natty.
I saw a hard drive yesterday on my walk. I'm like, who threw out a hard drive?
Coach, sometimes people get mad at those things.
I mean, I thought about, ooh, you know what I saw? My license plate registration's expired.
Did you see a new license plate?
I saw a bumper that fell off.
I've seen like three bumpers in the last week. I'm like, what in the heck?
Hey, and
you're on the east side, coacher.
And the license plate was still on it with a good registration sticker on it. I'm like... Should I rip that one off, put it on mine?
Oh, did it look like the same kind of vehicle?
No, it just has the number, coach, the year number. It's just
sticker. Just the sticker.
I just want to take the sticker off.
Oh, I think you could have done it.
I know, I didn't do it, but I think I could have.
Easily. The way they get you, though, so you can get away with it fine.
Unless you get pulled over.
And they
correct.
Run it.
Also, years down the road, if you haven't got your registration for 2 years, they will charge you for those years you didn't have it.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
Even pandemic?
Maybe no, pandemic, they made an exception. They extended everybody.
Thank you.
Because my wife's is expired, and it said, oh, due to pandemic, you don't have to come till this month.
Perfect.
Eddie, yeah. Never mind. Sorry, that was incorrect. But if it's, you know how you have to do it every year?
Yes.
If you wait over 6 months, so say you waited, you're late 6 months, you then have to get it in another 6 months. They don't give you a year from when you register.
Oh, really?
Yes, so they kind of screw you there.
Well, you know, when I went and I had a year late on it, and they said I had to go there and get it. I could no longer mail it in or whatever.
Yeah.
So I show up, and then she asked me, looked me in the eye and said, have you driven this car since then? And I said, no, ma'am. And she looks me in the eye. She says, I'm going to ask you again. Have you driven this car since your license was expired? I said, no, ma'am. Okay. She pulled out a paper. She's like, go ahead, sign this thing that says that you have not driven this car. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, this chick's trying to scare me.
Did you do it with apple in your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's good for the show. It's old-time radio.
I was like, she's trying to scare me into saying, like, okay, I cheated.
Yeah, so you basically, you committed perjury right there.
Yeah. And I was like, I stuck with my lie, too. I'm like, I have not driven that vehicle ever. I was just trying to get me.
Man, that's tough.
I love that she took her job that seriously.
Because I got pulled over with my tags that are really old, and because they're still Texas plates or whatever. And the guy was like, hey, man, you know why I pulled you over? These are 7 years out of date. And I was like, yeah, it's been in the garage. Just finally got her up and running. You know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, ticket. Okay, cool.
He didn't
buy my it's been sitting in the garage for 7 years thing. Okay, cool.
Have I told you guys about the unmarked cop that pulled me over one time?
They're all unmarked nowadays.
You're right. There are a lot of them. Well, this guy had like a junker. I mean, crap car. It was the worst looking car ever. That I told the guy, I'm like, hey, man, I honestly didn't want to get pulled over. I didn't want to pull over for you. There's no way I was thinking in my mind, this dude's a cop with that crappy car. And he kept looking at me and he started to get offended. He was like, you think it looks that crappy? I'm like, dude, look at it. Freaking bumper's falling off. Like the police.
That way they blend in.
I mean, he was getting offended by it. He was literally looking at me like, are you calling my car crappy? I'm like, dude, look at it. It's a Ford Taurus. They don't even make those anymore.
On 40 to Memphis, I don't even know if one of the cars is marked. Every day, I'm getting better and better at noticing these cars. The Taurus is those things have no markings on
them.
No
marks.
Now they got the SUVs.
They got the Tahoes.
Mm-hmm. Dude, all you have to look for, what I look now to know to look for, is they have the dark lights over the rear view mirrors.
Okay.
I mean, that's just one way to look at it. But, dude, there's no markings. They don't say back in the day how it says, cop car, here's some lights. Dude, now I know all the things to look for. Tinted windows and dual lights up top.
On the east side, they got the Impalas.
Oh,
that's old school.
But those are what the real cars are made of. They just don't have the stickers on them.
They don't have the stickers. I mean, they got other Chevy Cruze. Is it a Cruze? I don't know. They got all different ones on the east side with no markings. And you see them all the time just driving around.
What I'm curious is, can all these unmarked cars pull you over?
Yes.
They can?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, here in the state of Texas, I don't know if it is the same here in Tennessee, the UTSA police could pull you over.
I ain't stopping for that.
See, I've heard the Vanderbilt people can't pull you over.
I'm not stopping for if a Vandy cop pulls me. I'm not stopping.
They have the same jurisdiction.
That's a good bit.
As at least in Texas, the UTSA cops on the college campus have the same power as a cop that is on the street. They go through the same academy. They go through the same police training. All that.
Okay, I heard Vanderbilt police are powerful. They can give you a ticket, but you don't have to pay it.
Love it.
It's like a campus ticket.
Now, you don't have to pay a parking ticket or anything like that.
They always said in college, because I had 10 parking tickets, and they always said, if you don't pay those parking tickets, they won't let you graduate. I never paid them, boys, and I walked across that stage.
After how many years?
What do you mean?
How many years did it take you to graduate?
6 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Not bad.
Yes, not bad. But I also heard, too, growing up, they would always say, friends of mine, they're like, oh, dude, you ever get pulled over and you think that you're going the speed limit, but he's telling you went over? Just say, I would like to see the radar gun. They'd always tell me this, and I'm
go for that.
I don't think I'm ever going to ask them, can I see the radar gun?
Yeah, that's going to fly over well. Hey, officer, can you take me back to the car to show me the radar gun?
Yeah, sure.
You know where you can see it? From the back seat,
You want a taser to that? I mean, that's how you're going to get it, one of those.
Have you ever asked them, can I see the radar gun?
No, never. But I did tell the first time I ever got pulled over for speeding, I was speeding on Duval, and I know I was speeding.
Duval?
I was
Coach, we have listeners in Dubai, Coach. Please specify.
It's a road in Austin.
Jacksonville.
They always hide it right there past the railroad tracks, and my parents always told me, and I saw them all the time when I'd go to my buddy AJ's house, but hey, I'm 16, I'm cool, and he pulls me over.
How's it going, officer?
Hey, you know
good
why?
Good morning.
Hey, you know why I pulled you over, man? No, what's up? You were speeding back there on Duval. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Do what?
And he said, yeah, you were going 40. You were going 45 in the 30. And I was like, I don't think that's possible, officer. I was only in third gear. It can't go that high when I'm in third gear. And I'm like, now that I'm older, I'm like, that cop's probably like, dude, you can go as fast as you want. You're just probably revving the engine too hot. You can go 45 in the 30.
But you had a good point, though.
I tried.
That is a decent one, Coach.
I tried the light. Ticket.
He probably was going to give you a warning until you said that.
I shouldn't have lied.
Do you know that's why they ask you, do you know why I pulled you over?
What do you mean?
It's something with their schooling.
It's just in case you be like, all right, it's the kid I kidnapped in the back. And they're like, well, no, but okay, cool. God, thank you.
Oh, it's the drugs in the compartment.
Do you know why I pulled you over? God, because I'm wanted.
Let me ask
you. I got that warrant out of Hidalgo County.
Hey, shout out.
That's a county.
That's
right?
McAllen.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude. Hey, shout out, man. Hidalgo. What's up?
Oh, man. Well, guys, I got to tell you something. I had the scariest.
Get a divorce.
I had the scariest moment of my life yesterday. You cheated. And I don't know if I should tell my wife.
Is this when you and Morgan went to the grocery store?
Was it with a man?
No. I was at home by myself with my one-year-old. And I'm eating lunch in the living room, and he's sitting there playing in the living room. And
sound effects.
You're eating lunch, Coach.
Sound effects.
God. I was eating an apple, actually. Good job, Eddie.
And he goes into the front room around the corner where you can't see him.
Dang, mansion.
Right?
Which corridor?
Not just the front room.
Coach, is that over the moat?
The mini mansion.
Okay, here we go.
Is it the maid's quarters?
Here we go.
Coach, what part of the compound?
So I'm sitting on the couch eating my lunch, and I hear, Dada. And I say, Baby. And he says, Dada. And I say, Baby.
Oh, Marco Polo.
And he
says, Baby Dada.
And we do that for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Maybe.
And he never comes back out. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what he's doing. Let me go check on him. And I walk in the front room. He ain't there.
Oh, crap.
Baby.
And I'm like,
Baby.
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 I'm like,
Baby.
I think, okay.
Baby.
Is he under Kevin. The couch? I think maybe he's under the couch. So I look under that
under
couch.
Under the couch.
And, no.
Coach, he's not a dog.
And I'm like, is he in one of the cabinets? I open the cabinet, and he's not in there.
You check the dryer? They like to hide in the dryer.
No, the dryer's in the kitchen.
Oh, that's like a mile away.
Maybe right after side. The UPS
so,
driver.
I'm like, did he go upstairs? Because when I'm sitting on the couch, that's to the right. The front room's to the left. Did I just think he went to the left, and he went to the right, and he went upstairs?
Maybe he went for a drive.
And I hear, Dada. And I'm like,
Baby.
Man, that sounds like it's...
That sounds like it's at the convenience store.
It sounds like it's coming from upstairs. And then I yell, Baby, and he goes, Dada.
It sounds like he's at the top of a tree.
That's when I look up, and we have a rolling ladder.
Oh, boy. Yeah, in the library.
We have a shelving unit.
They have a study.
Careful how you tell the story. You're sounding very rich right now, Coach.
It's a study, Coach. It's a library, if you will.
It's a set of cabinets that go from the floor to the ceiling. It's because it's a
if you pass the ballroom, Coach, like and you're in the living room and you go through the ballroom.
Sounds like Beauty and the Beast, Coach.
You go through the ballroom and then you go through the guest corridor. There's a library over there.
So it's a rolling ladder
for the books.
Yes, that is
wow. I mean, Coach, you're talking thousands of books.
Wow,
it's up to the second story, and I look up, and he is on the very top rung.
Oh boy,
very. Top
baby.
Wrong.
No. Baby, don't move.
And he's just sitting there smiling. And I'm
this
like.
This is one or two?
Two.
Oh.
The one-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Jump into my arms.
And I'm like, my stomach department. Drops.
Well, you won't need the ladder. I already got one.
And I'm like, how the hell did he get up there? And I'm like, you have to stay calm. You don't want to freak him out because he's just smiling.
Coach, he's calm as crap.
He's chilling.
You're the one freaking out.
Yes. And so I look, I mean, do the double take, like, whoa.
Is that really you?
And I am up that ladder in about three, boom, I skip rungs, grab him, and he's just laughing the whole time, bring him down. And I'm like, oh my God, if he would have fallen.
Oh, you'd have been dead.
And now I don't know. And
today's the day you, deinstall the ladder.
But then I have to think, now do I tell my wife?
But yes, because you've always hated that ladder.
Yes.
So this is your chance to tell your wife that this ladder almost killed your son. And dude, bingo, you get your way.
It was my first, oh my Lord, moment as a parent. Like the sick feeling in your stomach that something just so bad could have happened because I thought he was just in the front room playing and he's yelling Dada. He's yelling Dada because he needs help off the freaking ladder.
Oh, he wasn't playing Marco Polo anymore?
I guess not. I guess the PTI. Whole time he was on that ladder. He just went straight up it, no problem, didn't miss a step. My 2-year-old has only gone up to the second rung and he never goes up any higher. So I never even thought about that being an issue. And oh my God, it still makes me sick to my stomach, and I still haven't told my wife. And I was like, do I tell my wife? Ha!
I'm a bad husband. I cheated. I'm sorry. I almost killed her baby.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, that's scary.
You've had those moments.
Absolutely. Remember, you were in my house when we had one of those moments.
I had one of those moments. I was at Eddie's house. Oh, my. This remember before that? I had kids.
Hit me
crazy.
With this one.
Tell the story.
Okay, so we're all downstairs watching the Super Bowl.
Another ladder.
It was Super Bowl Sunday?
Super Bowl Sunday. Okay, and so there's like me and my wife, Eddie, his. This is before Eddie had foster kids.
Correct.
So he only had two kids.
So his wife was on the ladder?
No ladder, coach.
And
no
so
ladder.
There's another family that has three kids.
Yeah, three kids.
And then I think our Tim and his wife were there. And we're all
in the drinking?
Oh, yeah, a little
the
bit.
2-year-olds are upstairs. Eddie has a 2-year-old, and this other family has a 2-year-old, and they're upstairs. And we're sitting there watching the game, and all of a sudden you hear,
"Come on, Brady."
Boom! And we all look at each other, and Eddie goes, "Oh, shit." And he goes running up the stairs. And the 2-year-olds were climbing on the bookcase, and it fell on top of both of them.
Guys,
what's with bookcases?
It wasn't a dresser, coach.
Oh, my God.
Like dresser. Where their underwear and shirts and shorts are. Like
this, panty.
They were pulling on it, and they fell on top of them.
Coach, they were underneath this dresser.
I dug them out of 20 thongs.
I mean, we're pulling the dresser off, and we're thinking, this is it.
We thought, this is going to be awful, that we're going to find two very injured or dead children under this dresser, yeah. And they were just laughing.
They were laughing, coach. Like, it was the best time of their life.
Ugh.
Dude, you guys were the first responders. Now you know what they deal with every time.
Brutal.
I mean, when I was at Eddie's, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, wow, that's crazy. But I had my first experience of it as a dad. And,
I think you need to file a police report. Bad parenting.
Now
I'd like to turn myself in. Child endangerment.
10 years ago.
Lunchbox. Child on ladder. I was the first responder. I was also the fire department. I saved him. I was the hero.
I was playing baby Dada. It's still a terrible feeling just talking about
you
it.
You know, you hear those.
You're probably going to have 10 more of those, coach.
No, you will.
You
but
will
I'm
have
saying,
lots of those.
You will, but that was my first one, and it's just like, it makes you sick to your stomach.
Yes.
Like, it is.
So, you always hear the stories about.
But you just have to prepare yourself for those moments, which you were. You were fast acting, coach. You saved the kid.
Car babies.
I don't ever believe those.
I know you don't.
Don't believe them.
I know you don't.
Never.
Wait a second.
Because it's always a hot day, and it's always a dad that leaves the kid and the baby, and then leaves the kid in the car, and then they go to work or they do something for 4 or 5 hours, and they come back, and baby's not alive anymore. Crazy. I hate it. I hate reading these stories. But, and I was with you forever being like, this is stupid. This is stupid. This is always planned. Like, they're just trying to kill their kid or whatever. Guys, I'm not kidding. When one day I'm in the house and was it Terminex or one of the pest control guys knocks on our door and I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? I think one of your kids is in the car trying to get out.
Baby.
And I was like, what? And it was, I think he was, what, 5?
Yes, but what happened?
He was 5 then. Him and I had gone to the store. We get back, and I get out of the car. Look, he's 5. He's old enough to open the door and get out or whatever. But I think somewhere when I was, like, getting out of the car, I locked the door and I closed it. He didn't realize that it was locked. He didn't know how to get out. So he was in there for, like, 10, 15 minutes trying to get out while I was inside making a sandwich.
Well, got the bread, got the 12-pack.
I mean, and then this pest control guy's like, hey, man, I think your kid's in the car trying to get out. And I run out there. I open the door, and he's, like, sobbing, crying. He's like, why didn't you leave me in here? And I'm like, dude, you know how to open the door. You've never had a problem opening the door. He's like, it was locked. And that's one of those moments where I'm like, dude, that could have happened. That totally could have happened. And guess what? I would have been the dad that left his kid in the car.
And we would have been talking about you on Monday morning's big show.
I mean, you would, but I wouldn't be there because I'd be stuffed and cut.
Coach, we always cover those stories.
We were talking about some sad stuff.
We're dads. We're forgetful.
Man, I just don't see how you can ever forget your kid in the car. Like that.
I just told
you. No.
You.
But that's a 5-year-old.
I think the babies are even easier because you just forget they're back there. They're so quiet.
I have never, ever in my life forgot that my kid's in the back seat.
Not
ever,
you.
Ever.
You're not a spacey
ever.
Person.
But that's what I'm saying. And they always say, oh, put something in the back. that's important so you won't forget it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What the hell do you mean? The most important thing is the baby. So if you put your purse back there, you're like, oh, God, I got to remember my purse. Oh, whoa, there's a kid back here, too. Better get that while I'm here.
Where did I put my NFT?
Oh, in the back seat. My digital card.
My uranium.
Hey, man, I got an NFT the other day. I bought a pack for $14 on NBA Top Shot.
You're still buying NFTs?
I bought a pack for $14, and I got a Marcus Smart assist playoff edition. And it was worth $20.
Nice. So you sold it?
No, I kept it. And it went up to
23. Oh, so you sold it?
No. I was like, I'm gonna keep seeing if it goes up a little bit. Goes up to 28.
Oh, like, crap. Hell. You definitely sold it.
And the other two got Calcutta Mike saying, you got to sell it. Got to sell. Got to sell.
I mean, that's big money, 28 bucks.
Got to sell. This thing's fluctuating like the NASDAQ.
Then I kept it. Went up to 35.
Oh, then you sold it.
And I was like, and they're like, sell it now. Sell it now. I was like, guys, it seems to rise. Kept it. 46.
Oh!
Holy crap, Coach. If you wait another month, you're going to have $8 more.
$4,600?
No, $46.
Oh.
And hey, here we are today. And they were telling me yesterday, sell it, sell it, sell it. Looked it up this morning. It's at $58.
Oh, sell it right now.
Woo!
Here, pull it up.
No, it's right here, buddy. You want to see it?
Yes, I'll click on it.
$58.
I'll click on it.
No. We're going to keep letting it ride. Let it ride. Let it keep going up.
Where's your account?
Right here.
No. Where's the total amount of money you have in your account?
How
much money have you made from this?
Here. You want to see my sales?
Yeah.
Here's my realized sales. I've made $325.
Okay. How much money have you put into it?
No. That's after what I've put in. I've made $325 profit.
That's lucrative.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Six sales. Sales of $342.
Right.
Eddie, Eddie's like, that's $342. Put a dollar on it.
So you've only put $20 into this?
On these cards right here, I've made $325 on these moments.
Oh, what about all the other ones?
Well, they're still in my account. I haven't sold them yet.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Boom. So, $325 profit right there.
Yeah. Wow.
So not you guys, do you guys know how we do beat the streak?
Yes.
No, I don't do it.
I mean, you do it, but.
You guys, so I mean, it won't work if you guys don't do it. Do you guys do it?
No.
No, not anymore. It's
well,
just,
never
it's,
mind.
Coach, I can't do
so
that.
So now if you get like a streak of five, they'll give you digital cards. Okay.
Okay.
So I download the app. I'm like, hell yeah, here we go. NFT. Daddy's in on the NFTs. All right. I got a streak of five. Woo! My wife gets a streak of five. She sends me a digital code. I'm like, let's go, baby. Another NFT. Get the app. I'm on the app. I'm loving this NFT life. Boys, there's no way to sell the damn cards. All you can do is trade them.
You don't have, Major League doesn't have a market.
It's some crappy little kid version of it. There's no button. I looked it over while I was on the patio. I was like, listen, I'm going to figure out if I'm making NFT money like lunch. Guys, there's no way to damn sell the cards. All you can do is trade it. App deleted. I'm not playing on some fake little kid's app that makes them believe they have NFTs.
Coach, is it considered gambling in your household, NFT trading?
Coach, the NFTs that are worthless? Those aren't even NFTs. I don't know what those are.
If you got in on Top Shots or whatever.
No, it's not. It's called collecting.
Yeah, no, that's
I'm asking Ray,
that's
though.
A hobby.
Okay, so your wife would totally be cool with it.
I mean, because we're allowed to do stocks. There's a lot less chance and risk with stocks, with NFTs.
Right, and that's what these NFTs are stock.
Coach.
That's what this Marcus Smart, I've just been thinking, okay, it's Dogecoin right now. It's just going to keep going up.
Coach, here's
and
the deal.
I'm hoping it does, and once it dips, I'll have to sell. But until then, I'm riding the wave, baby. Let's get up to 100, Marcus Smart.
Typically, I'm going to hang up and listen after this statement, but typically with the stock market, you are not going to get cleaned out by noon on a Saturday, okay? Because it closes. With sports gambling, Coach, you can be cleaned out after the Premier League soccer opener of the day. So therein lies the difference between gambling and the stock market, and I will hang up and listen.
Okay.
And you can be cleaned out because Kevin Durant just catches fire and the Bucks are winning by 18, and you're thinking, oh, my God, money in the bank. Shorty, what do you drink?
I think it was 16, Coach.
Nets win.
Shoddy.
Kevin Durant. I mean, guys, that dude put on a show last night.
Yeah.
And if you didn't watch Kevin Durant just light it up, you were missing incredible drama. Because TNT, they know drama.
So did Harden. 5 points.
Well, Harden looked terrible.
He was 1 of 10.
But he played. I mean.
So his shot's still injured, but he's better.
Well, he was barely, I mean, I felt like he was barely moving, but he was out there, gave him another ball handler. He was a body on the floor, but they didn't need anybody but Kevin Durant and Jeff Green, who was over there draining three after three after three. Kevin Durant took over the game, and the Bucks choked like dogs.
That's how you know Durant was hot, too. At the very end of the game, I believe maybe they were up by two, and instead of going and driving, he shot a three, a running three, as his go-to shot and drained it. That's how he was feeling it.
He was feeling it. Well, that one, I believe Harden was holding the ball, wasn't getting rid of it.
Was he running out of time?
Shot clock was running down. 1 second, he goes up. Whoop, Drano! I mean, it was awesome. Kevin Durant, everybody, Kevin Durant, he's the man. He is the man.
The man.
And Giannis called him the greatest player on the planet.
I would agree with that.
I mean, so smooth. He is so good. And listen, can he maintain that and carry him? He needs Harden and Kyrie back to win a championship. That was one game. That's a lot to do every single game. But, man, it was awesome to watch.
I think they said he played the entire game.
Every single minute.
Jeez. And that's when you know Brooklyn's real day. They're like, hey, workload management. No, guys, we got to win games.
They're like, KD, you're the only one that doesn't seem to get hurt. Like, everyone else has glass, you know, ankles and knees and hamstrings. We're going to need you to carry this team. And Jeff Green, I mean, Mr. Bounce Around the NBA that has had a solid career but nothing up to expectations. Hey, can you just come out and drain three after three all of a sudden and be, you know, Steph Curry? Sure, fine. And, hey, Milwaukee, can you just absolutely suck it up? Like, what the hell were you guys doing? Jeez, you guys fell apart.
Yeah, I don't know how that's even possible to do something like that.
Yeah, get that body one, Eddie.
Guys, there was 6 minutes left in the third, and Milwaukee was up 16.
Oh,
do you blow that lead?
I'm telling you, it started looking ugly on offense, and Durant just caught fire.
Well, first of all, they got a guy by the name of P.J. Tucker that plays 33 minutes and scores 0 points.
But he's not there to score.
What, does he think he's Rodman?
He's not there to score. He's there for defense and rebounding.
Well, yeah. The only highlights I see is him, like, mauling people
calling. They're not going to have
highlights
for rebounding.
He's a bruiser. He's there to knock you around.
I didn't watch. But, Coach, the problem is with your highlights, they're not going to show the rebounding. They're not going to show the defensive plays.
Well, I feel like that's how a Milwaukee team Milwaukee team can blow it when Giannis is terrible at free throws. I mean, he's so bad at them, he can't even decide to make one within 10 seconds. The other day, he got called out for not shooting within 10 seconds. I've never seen that called before.
Right. They never do it.
Giannis is in deep trouble. I mean, he's just, what are we seeing now? The key things you need in the playoffs, great free throw shooting, he doesn't have at all. And I guess he did make some threes. Maybe his shooting has improved a little bit. But Giannis, I don't think, can ever win a championship unless he goes big three style.
I don't even think it was Giannis's fault last night. I mean, Giannis played well. He played a really good game.
But his free throws are going to kill him late. He is bad. He's almost Shaq bad from the free throw line.
I mean, last night he was like 4-6.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. It was the other night that he was terrible.
But it was the front ends, though, as well.
And it's hard because they pack everything in. He needs help. I don't know how they felt. I just can't. I watched the game and I'm like, how did they fall apart? It was just brick. I don't understand what they were doing.
Well, my favorite part of it is Milwaukee's not the better team, in my opinion. It's heavily Brooklyn, especially when they have the big three.
Well, yeah, but without them, with Harden on one leg and just Durant out there, I don't know how Milwaukee squandered the opportunity of all opportunities.
And now they're done. They're put a fork in them, I would say. Because, I mean, they might even have Kyrie back. What was huge for us as fans, we want Brooklyn needs to go through to the next round. But that's a team that not Milwaukee. We don't want to see Milwaukee. If Milwaukee ends up in a championship, good God. I mean, they're not deserving of a championship, and they're not a great team. I don't like watching them, frankly. Brooklyn's a lot sexier, a lot more high intensity. I like Brooklyn.
If I was Brooklyn,
but
next game, I would sit Harden and Kyrie. I would not let them play. I would say, hey, if we need you for game 7, you come back and play. Yeah. Let's go ahead.
You're cool to go to game 7?
With another couple extra days rest for Kyrie and James Harden.
You're going to be puckered.
You're going to be puckered, but you'd rather do that than have them out there when they're not 100%. And let's say you lose, then you got to play a second game. I would rather wait and set them on the bench and wait for game 7.
Yeah. Yeah, but in my personal opinion, I'm not a Milwaukee guy. I think it's better for basketball if Brooklyn moves through, especially if the Suns continue to be as hot as they are.
Well, they're kind of cooling off. Chris Ball,
that's
gone.
Your segue.
Hey, gone.
Thank
hey, gone.
You, Ray, that made it really
he's in isolation. That sun. Hey, the sun is going down. The sun is going down as Chris Paul. But here's the thing. They are so dramatic about it, but they don't give you any of the facts.
But he got me to click on it.
He could be. He could already be vaccinated.
Oh, and, hell, Chris Paul's out of the playoffs.
Oh, and, it's just under protocol.
Yeah, he's in the COVID protocol.
He's in the portal.
So that means he could already be vaccinated. And so that means he may just have to have two negative tests within a 24-hour period, and he's back playing.
It could be that new Indian variant, coach.
Or he's out. He's out 8-9 days. Okay. Well, we don't even know the conference finals. We don't even know when they start because they have game 6 and then maybe a game 7. Okay. So that Sunday would be game 7. That wouldn't start till at least Tuesday or Wednesday.
ESPN, tad dramatic. They go CP3 out indefinitely.
Right. It is indefinite. Because they don't know when he's coming back. It could be 2 days. It could be 10 days. We don't know because we don't know his status. We don't know if he tested positive, if he's already vaccinated and he just had close contact with someone. So he has to go through a couple of testings for 48-hour period. We don't know. They just put that headline. He's out indefinitely. It doesn't matter until the Western Conference Finals start. Then you can say Chris Paul is out of the Western Conference Finals. Until then, it's he's out of their days off. Oh, damn. He's not missing any games yet?
He's got to have some hot tea and some chicken noodle soup. I mean, what's the protocol?
Oh, he can't work. Hey, he can't work out. So he's not working out at his private gym at his house. You know, I see the State Farm commercial. He has a court in his backyard. So I'm pretty sure he's probably getting some shots up on his day off.
So say Paul is out and Kawhi out. Then it's probably going to be, maybe Utah just steamrolls through that thing.
Yeah, Kawhi's out for game 5. With the knee,
so then that's got to be 3-2 Jazz.
I mean, why is everybody hurt?
I don't know.
Like, literally, I mean, every time I turn the TV on, somebody's hurt.
Yeah,
the other day I turned it on and Trae Young was hurt.
Kyrie's hurt. Harden's hurt.
Chris Paul's hurt.
Kawhi's hurt. Well, Chris Paul's not
whatever.
Hurt. Well, he was hurt with a shoulder a couple weeks ago. But Donovan Mitchell, hurt ankle.
Yeah.
I mean,
crazy.
There's a lot of injuries.
A lot of legs running around in a small area.
So now Playoff P is going to have to show up. Hey, Playoff P, this is why they traded 5 first-round picks for you. Playoff P, they need you to step up. And hey, did you watch Kevin Durant last night? Playoff P, this is what you need to do. You need to step up to the plate and say, yo, Playoff P, it's on me. Let me show you why they traded 5 first-round picks for me.
Who right now is your ideal finals? For me, it's
that's a good question.
Brooklyn and Phoenix. I want Playoff P back, but if he's not, Utah's going to steamroll him, honestly. But I want a Phoenix-Brooklyn. That's fun. As a spectator, just totally sitting down on a couch watching a game, I would thoroughly enjoy those games.
Yes, they would be very entertaining. Chris Paul, Booker, Ayton going up against Durant, Kyrie, and Harden.
Durantula, please, coach.
Oh, sorry, Durantula. That's fun. But I wouldn't mind Phoenix versus Philadelphia.
But here's
Embiid,
the thing.
Simmons,
CP3 out. Phoenix,
he's going to be back.
All right, well, they ain't.
He'll be back. Guys, he's not going to miss all the finals, okay?
Did you
he'll
talk to the COVID protocol nurse?
No, but here we go.
I'm going to
call it. Chris Paul will be back by game 2 of the NBA or the Western Conference Finals. There you go. Because it's a week away until they even start. So that's already 7 days that he's in the little protocol.
Well, that's good then. Because we want the good guys in. We want Kawhi.
Right, we don't want them to lose because, I mean, it sucks. That would be terrible if that's why they had to pull a John Rahm and they lose because of the COVID
Kenyon
protocol.
Kenyon Martin. Sorry, terrible.
Well, he broke his leg.
Terrible reference.
Jordan, flu game.
No, Jordan played.
Oh.
He didn't have to isolate.
Eddie, we gave some terrible examples.
All right, there. Forget it.
But yeah, I think you're right. Phoenix and Brooklyn would be the most entertaining finals.
That's it, dirty. To get another big three, anytime you'll have a lot of stars on the court then. That's pretty cool.
But don't you cheer against the big three?
Is there ever a big 5?
No, because there's not 5 superstars.
That's a great question.
I mean, yeah, you think about it, like, can you imagine a team with 5 superstars?
Well, they've never been able to assemble that.
Because they can't pay
them. Can you assemble? In the Heat, they were able to get the big 3. In the Brooklyn, they were able to get the big 3. It's tough to assemble a 4 or 5.
Well, I mean, Miami did kind of have a big 5. They had LeBron, Bosch, Wade,
Spoelstra,
Rashard Lewis, now, Mario Chalmers.
You're done with Lewis. You lost it. That's not a big. Chalmers, not a big.
Okay. I mean,
back in the day.
Oh, the old Lakers.
They tried to do the big
Magic?
Five. No, not even that far back. Oh. They tried to do it with Shaq, Kobe. Didn't they have the mailman?
Oh, Malone and Gary Payton. I mean, that was terrible.
Those are bigs.
Hey, it was big four. Was it no big four? Kind of bad.
No, but they were like physically big.
Yeah, but I think you're right, Ray. I think Phoenix.
It
Brooklyn.
Has to be. Like, I feel you can't have a Sixers team. That Embiid the other night went like 0 for 10. I mean,
In the second half.
Yeah, that's not pretty. And Atlanta.
No, Atlanta, get out of here. Like Trae Young is incredible. Like, he is. And we always.
But we've seen how they can play without him and not very good.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how do you.
Coach, we've seen this show without you. Like, what are you talking about?
No, I mean.
It's like, hey, we've seen how the Chiefs play without Mahomes. And, well, no crap. When you take away their best player and the superstar.
Yeah, but Mahomes had weapons. Like, Trae Young has no one. He literally has to drive the ball himself.
He just has those three dudes, those white guys.
I wouldn't say that he has nobody.
Who?
Clint Capella?
Herndon.
Coach, come on.
Hooter?
Who?
Hooter?
Victor
Kevin Hunter?
Don't know him.
Well, Collins?
No, never heard of the dude.
Well,
yeah, Brooklyn's the only team out of that side that can go to the finals. Anybody else is like, oh, lopsided. This is going to be a bad finals, and nobody's going to get. But most competitive, give me a game seven if it's Brooklyn, Phoenix, or Utah. You're right with Utah and Gobert being able to guard Ayton.
Yeah.
So maybe Utah ends up beating the Suns
But what about the Clippers? Are we just selling the Clippers like they're terrible?
Yeah. Like Kawhi, I just went to ESPN.com.
Yeah, Kawhi's out the rest of the series. That's bad. I mean, they're not going to win. There's no chance.
Kawhi PG 13 can't take him?
No, Paul.
No.
Playoff P can't carry them.
Playoff P turns into PG, especially.
Oh, just PG.
Yeah, and he's never going to be able to be R-rated. He's always PG 13, drops back to PG. Coach, this next game without Kawhi, he's going to be like rated G. Playoff P.
I can't wait. Now, someone emailed us. We are the sore losers at gmail.com. First line. Hey, coaches, huge fan since day one. Prefer you guys to, talk longer. Can't say what she just said.
What?
Please do not use
the P word.
No. Please do not use my real name. Just call me Sally.
Let me see it.
No, let me read it. So. Last night, as my husband and I were having in the midst of our alone time, I accidentally yelled out, "Oh, coach!"
What the?
It was just a slip. Since I find myself calling people coach sometimes, I need to break that habit. Obviously, so please stop using coach.
Next time, please get audio of that.
I thought you would get a good laugh. Also, can I get a birthday shout out? My birthday is June 25th, and I'll be turning 45. Heck, I may even ask for a cameo for the big day. Keep up the great work. The show has been on fire lately. Love you guys. Signed, Sally.
Rainbow.
Sally, not her real name.
Rainbow.
Not
cameo.
Her real name.
So what
or Lunchbox on cameo.
What could you not read?
No. My question is.
What could you not
when
read?
When she says, oh, coach.
Yeah.
Which coach was she thinking about?
Me, obviously. I mean, there you go.
I mean, if you're her husband.
You'd be pissed. She wasn't thinking about one of us, boys. She was just saying the word coach.
Boys, our
because show, she calls everyone coach.
Our show has made it across the sea. We've made it into countries that we don't even know how to pronounce. And, boys, we finally made it in the bedroom.
We made it under the sheets.
Let me tell you, boys.
And I'll hang up and listen.
The other night during my alone time, I said coach, too. No, I didn't.
I was like, what? I was like, you said coach.
I was like, coach, I hope your wife beat your ass with a stick.
Like, I was like.
Can you imagine?
Coach, I call my chick, my wife. Sometimes I'll accidentally call her coach. She gets furious. Like, stop. No, don't. You're done. Like, coach, it's offensive to women to call him coach. Your wife. You can call other women that.
Coach.
I think I call Abby coach sometimes.
Yeah, but I laughed out loud when I read that email.
She told me that she uses it in a way of like, okay, coach. Like almost like an insulting way. So people also say coach like, okay, coach.
Yeah, coach, it's an adjective,
like you're
it's a
being
noun,
an idiot.
It's a verb, it's everything.
I love that.
Got a message from Eric Corona.
Okay.
Interesting nice. Last name.
Why, coach? I like it.
Coach, we know you do.
Yeah, that's why you went to Corona Cove.
He goes, Coacher, I know you're probably getting ready to head to the dentist's office to go get some dental floss, but just wanted to ask for a shout out on tomorrow's podcast, which is today. If you remember, name is Eric Corona. So there is your shout out, coach. And that's an unfortunate last name.
Coach.
After what our country has gone through.
Are you going to the dentist today, coach?
The sun is out, and I prefer to actually take my naps at the dentist office now. So yes, I will be trying to get some more floss.
Do you really sleep by the pool?
Yeah, dude, that's actually one of the bartenders actually gave me the idea. She goes,
"Wait, there's a bartender at your pool?"
Dude, I think our apartment complex has a majority of the bartenders on Broadway. We
she's not working. Okay.
No, we
were thinking there was a bar like at your pool. I was like, "What in the hell?"
That would be like Panama City Beach. No, we got a chick that works at Kung Fu, chick that works at Kid Rocks, chick that works at Live Oak. There's three of them, but yeah, anyway, she goes, yeah, I just come down here. My schedule's perfect. This pool's awesome. She goes, I take a nap. I sleep from like 10 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon. And then I get ready a little bit and then go to work. She's like, this pool is perfect for my naps. I'm like, actually, that's similar to my schedule. I think this pool could be perfect for my naps. So yes, I'm considering it. The dental floss school, not the pool. Sorry. And guys, boy, over to you.
Go.
Hang up and listen.
Hey, you know what starts tomorrow? The U.S. Open. Eddie, are you going to be able to watch?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Your walk doesn't start until Sunday.
Oh, that's true.
That's the final round.
Good point.
Coach, that won't be a good way to start the walk after.
And just so you know, hey, I went to my first golf lesson yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, man, I walk in, I grab the club.
And he says,
and then he reaches behind me and grabs me.
And he missed the club and grabbed my thing.
And he goes, oh, yeah, just line up and hit one. I grab the club and he goes, you hit a lot of balls left? I was like, yeah, why? He goes, oh, just your grip.
You don't hit the balls left.
No, when I do my irons, I pull them like they go left.
Oh.
If I miss, like I miss left.
Okay.
And he said he could just tell by my grip.
Oh. But did he say that he can make you a pro?
He didn't say he can make me a pro. He can improve.
He said, I can fix that.
He said he can fix that. We did a whole grip change. Okay, all this.
Did the grip feel weird, though?
Oh, terrible. And he goes, good, because you've been doing it wrong the whole time.
Oh, boy.
All right, thanks, man.
Perfect. Get behind me. Help me out.
I want to go to this guy, and then he's going to see my grip and be like, oh, do you hit the ball left? No, straight.
Oh, nope. Usually that works with most of my clients.
No, yeah. I think you have the right grip.
No, Coach, no one's ever taught me a grip.
Okay, well, I think you do it like where you hold the just whatever. He did my grip, and we work on some things.
You don't lock your fingers, right?
No.
You've never done that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He taught me all sorts of things, and I was just like, wow, man. He was like, when you see it, you want to see the three of these knuckles on top of the club.
Mm-hmm.
And mine were underneath the club.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just.
So I need to make more of a moose knuckle motion.
And then he goes, hey, you know Ray Slater? I'm like, And he goes, oh, I gave him golf lessons.
Here we go.
What? Coach, you took golf lessons?
They were gifted to me maybe 5 years ago.
But he remembered you.
That's crazy.
He says you owe money.
he said, what's he shooting nowadays? And I said, he doesn't really play.
He's at home shooting the bull.
Just name a number.
That guy was awesome, though. He's what a really nice name? Guy. I don't know. Jared?
Coach, he knew your name.
Typical golf guy.
I mean, he did know Ray's name. It was so...
Ray Slater, huh?
I mean, I maybe did two lessons with him. It was gifted. It's very expensive. So I went there, I learned some stuff, took some notes. But to continue, for coach to go there on a regular basis, I'm telling you, it's going to be too much money.
No, coach, that's expensive for you. This guy's loaded.
I've been one time, and he taught me... So he does this swing analysis, and, you know, you have the straight little line that you want to be on when you're swinging.
Okay.
And if you go one way, you're negative, and that means you're gonna hit it left a lot.
Okay.
If you're positive, you probably hit the ball right a lot. I was negative 15 on my swing, and by the time I left there yesterday, on a consistent basis, I was negative 4. Not perfect,
but not bad.
But not bad. I mean, just little things he was teaching me.
The cool thing that he does, I think he'll send you video of you. Yeah, that was actually very cool.
What did he say about your driver?
Oh, he said, I mean, what part of it was my swing, that I was on the wrong plane, so I'm wasting a lot of motion, and I tend to not make – I'm glancing the ball. I'm not hitting it solid because of my swing.
You're slicing it.
Right.
He said I hit a lot like Tiger after the accident.
It was just fascinating everything he could tell you.
So he can get you to drive the ball more than 150 yards.
Yes.
Well, take him to Aruba.
And he said, you know, right now, I mean, it's going to feel weird, and you're not going to get, you know, a ton of distance right now, but we can work on things that other things. It's just a lot in the first to get it, hitting it straight, hitting it long, hitting. There's a lot.
What's the payment plan? Like, how much money are you going to be dropping here, you think?
I don't know. It depends. I got to decide how many I want to do. I got to decide on the package or whatever.
And you should almost, I don't know if this is an option, but it was what I thought of when I was getting lessons. What if you could pay him to go on the course with you?
I bet you could.
I wonder if that would be.
That's a lot of money, though.
Maybe, that's probably expensive
to me,
as hell.
That would be beneficial because me just standing there stationary at a driving range, that's not practical. I mean, it is, but in my eyes, it wasn't. So I was like, I want to go on the course. When I'm in this position, what should I do? I want to see what you do.
Wait, did you guys go to a driving range? Or
yeah.
Were you indoors?
No, driving range.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's typically where they go.
Okay.
And he, then we went outside and worked on a little chipping.
You want to come to dinner?
Bok, bok. Help you with it? It may not look like much outside.
No, it's only open for lunch, so we couldn't go to dinner.
Did you, how was your chipping?
I learned a lot.
Did you
want the ball in the back of your stance.
Is that right?
Yeah, and you got to keep feet close together. I had way too wide of a stance when I was chipping. Way too wide of a stance, and I put it in the middle.
$10 to find that out.
Well, I mean, I was learning, and he was like, oh, just show me, and I hit one. He goes, well, I can't really correct that because you hit it good. All right, do another one.
Oh, you're hitting it good.
Well, I did another one. He goes, that's what I wanted to happen. And that's exactly what I thought would happen because I hit the damn ground. And
I threw my club and shit.
And and then he teaches you. He was like, dude.
What did he say about your putting, though?
I said, I don't need help putting.
I told him I don't need help putting. You're like, look at this putter. It looks like my.
We got Jong Rahm right here.
Hey. But we can all attest. We can attest. I don't need help putting. This guy is.
Your lights out.
I don't need to putt. I don't need help with that. But like chipping, he was like, all your weight should be on your front foot. So he would make me chip with on one foot.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like, you don't need.
Oh, so now you're gonna chip with one foot?
No,
oh,
he goes.
I chip
he goes,
like a pelican.
He goes, if you don't want to.
No, like a flamingo. Oh, hey, coach. He goes up to. Chip,
coach,
excuse me.
I'm on the course of this guy and this jackass, if it putts like a damn flamingo, dude, I'm going to lose my.
No, he said.
Don't worry. You won't be on the same course as him.
Yeah. You sneak out on your own and go play nine. Don't even let us know because my phone still didn't ring. Did you check your text?
No, I checked my text.
Did you check your email?
No, he didn't text me.
I didn't even get an email either.
Guys, you want to know how much easier it is to line something up with yourself than with three or four other people?
Coach, I went by myself the same time you went by yourself. Two different courses. Could have done it together.
Yeah, so he goes, so you may be a little embarrassed to chip off one foot, so you can just put your toe down if you want, like just to get used to it.
Oh,
so
this isn't embarrassing. I love standing like a flamingo.
He's got a little tippy toe on it.
You don't see anybody laughing at me, do you?
He was fantastic.
Do you think you're going to get a lot better?
I don't know about a lot better, but I think I'm going to get competent enough where I can hit the golf ball and play.
You can already hit the golf ball.
Right, but I mean, I hit.
Because it sounds like this guy's going to make you a better golfer.
Yes, and that's the whole goal.
Yes.
And I told him, and he goes, why after all these years are you playing? Are you coming? I said, look, man.
Stubborn.
I'm stubborn. I said, ego. Ego wouldn't let me, and I said, then I realized, man, these professional golfers have swing coaches, and they take lessons, so why wouldn't I take a lesson? And he goes, yep, and it can be a lot more fun. I said, and there's one thing I need to work on is I get pissed off.
Yes, you tell him that?
I told him.
And what did he say?
He said, oh, that's okay. Most people do.
No, he doesn't understand.
But he said, it's because I feel like I'm just, I don't get any better. And he goes,
started with my dad. Coach, did he give you a phone number to call for like a therapy session or something?
No, he didn't do that, but he gave me some drills. And I mean,
Jared, can I talk to you? My son got on top of a ladder, and I can't get over it.
Gosh. So, yeah, that was my first golf lesson, man.
Good
it was
for
awesome.
You, man.
I mean, when he drops the Ray name, I'm like, what?
That's crazy. Ray's famous, dude.
That's odd.
Everyone knows Sizzin.
I mean, dude, I went to the guy 2 times in 5 years ago. The guy's got a memory like an elephant.
You made a lasting
badass
impression.
Oh, it's probably terrible, coach. I was up there probably a couple deep. I don't know.
All right.
He does give you good drills. Some of the stuff he did, I still think in my head. Remember that when you're doing this.
Yeah.
Like, Eddie, here's some, I don't know if Lunch learned this. You don't act, it's not all about the full swing sometimes. He's like, he would like hold a club up and only let you half swing.
Yep.
Very informative because it's like in your head, you always think the full swing. He's like, this is the most impactful, important spot right here. This is where, I don't know. But some of that stuff.
That's not bad.
Dude, still in the head when I'm chipping or something, still there.
Do you pick up your foot, Ray, when you chip?
Dude, he must have just come up with the flamingo because back in the day, we were 2 foot.
No.
Please, please, next time we play golf, do a flamingo stance.
What if we go into 2 years? Or we, was it the snake formation? You go up like a pool style, or what?
No, he said in this situation, I'm going to go over the water.
He said to act like you're an elephant banging a donkey.
Stand like a hippo.
Okay. So Eddie, I gotta go doggy style. That's what the trainer showed me for this one. Lunch is bent over. The hell are you doing?
Why are you taking your pants off? He said, take it doggy style.
Said it's embarrassing but informative. Here you go, guys. Ready to chip?
Woo! Hey.
I can't wait, dude.
Hey, the boy's out having some drinks, and he's going to be flamingo chipping, dude.
Did he say anything about the type of golf ball you use?
No, didn't.
Okay.
Why?
I'm starting to learn more about that.
He said the Wilson.
What do you mean you've been learning about it?
I've been learning more that it really does matter what kind of golf ball you use based on how you hit the ball. Yes.
That's somebody that hung out with Spieth for a weekend.
I mean, guys, when you...
Okay. Did you learn this from Spieth or Michael?
Michael?
Or Jimmy Walker?
Jimmy Walker. No, man, like, we always, like, you know, there's a case where you're always walking around the golf course and, ooh, Pro V1, let me put that in my bag. I'm going to play some Pro V1s because those are the number one ball at golf, right? Guys, it takes a certain kind of swing to hit a Pro V1 right. Definitely more reactive to your swing. You hit a Pro V1.
Where the hell did you learn this?
Research.
Netflix.
Research. And then I was like, are there really differences between balls? And I got a Nike One. I think they're
yes,
Tour Ones or whatever.
There's absolutely a difference. Have you ever picked up a Top Flight? It's like hitting a damn rock.
Yes. That's what I'm saying, though. But I got the most expensive Nike ball.
Money bags. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? Rich.
I found
it. I used the most expensive Nike ball.
No,
man.
I found it. I found it. And I got a Pro V1. Bounced them at the same time. Pro V1 went... skyrocket after the bounce. The Nike One just died. I'm like, this is crazy. This is why sometimes you play with a ball and you're like, I can't hit the ball right today. Check your ball, bud.
Dang, bub, that was deep, bub.
Check your ball.
What do you think balls Bub's using? Because he always hits it way left.
Top Flight.
Bub, those are NFL licensed balls, Bub, with
Max
the Kansas
Fly.
City logo on it.
Man, I went and played golf the other day with a guy, and it was his birthday, right?
Is he the one that taught you about the ball trick?
No.
He said, let me check your balls. And you hand it to him, he goes, no, the one in your pants.
Coach, you show him your ride, or did you show him a good time for his birthday?
On the way, I stopped by the store, and I'm like, I'm going to buy him a little pack of balls for his birthday, you know? It'd be a nice little gesture, whatever.
Yeah. Top dollar Nikes.
I found these Vice balls. They were like 24K gold. Like, that was what it was called. They were like gold plate. It looked like a golden ball.
I don't even know you guys anymore.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
Guys.
You are so rich.
No, it was like $30, Coach.
My kid? It's just $30. No big deal.
It was a birthday gift. Well, how much do you pay for a birthday gift?
$50 on Cameo.
Exactly.
My kid fell off of the ladder in the study off the bookcase, and Eddie bought $25 cave golf balls.
Hey, I almost didn't want to give him the balls because they were so cool looking. I'd never seen these in my life. They're golden balls.
Coach, we're guys. Put a bow on a White Claw and give it to him.
Oh, did he like the golden balls?
He did. He did.
Play with them?
He was playing with them the whole time, and I'm like, dang, I wish I had one of those.
Oh, how'd he hit them?
Better. Better than the regular balls. That guy was made to hit vice balls.
That's his vice.
That's his vice. There you go.
That's a good end right there. Arnold scripted that.
I'm glad we came together, because at the beginning I thought it was going to be a rough show.
Why?
Because Ray was pissed off that I...
Oh, he told you to shut up twice.
Yeah, he told me to shut up twice.
No, because my point was...
Shut up, Ray.
Take it easy. No, because I wasn't able to talk.
Ray, so shut up.
That made me stop talking. My point was this. Eddie just shouldn't go as hard this week. Please don't get injured, hurt. I want you to at least start the walk.
I feel like Lunchbox wants me to get hurt. Because I told you about my knee this morning, and you acted concerned. And then afterwards, you were like, is that knee still hurting? That knee going to hurt? And I'm like,
no, I told you it's going to hurt more. I said, how many are there a lot of downhills?
There are downhills.
Because when you're going down, that's when it's going to hurt more, because it puts more pressure on it. That's what I was trying to tell you. That's all I asked.
Is there a way to discourage you from the mountain route and go the highway route?
That's what I was asking, Ray.
Coach, I'm asking, is this route in stone? I'm not liking the sound of the mountains.
That's what I told him. The hills.
What do you want me to do? You want me to go to Oklahoma and go around it?
I said you're underestimating the hills. The walking up the hills for miles is going to be rough.
Oh, brutal, Coach.
That's what I... Thank you, Ray. I mean,
no, guys, there's no, the same page. There's no two ways about it.
I would rather walk 3 miles straight than 1 mile hill.
Yes.
Oh, boys.
You'd rather walk 3 miles straight than 1 mile uphill. Absolutely.
Look. See this? Those are the mountains. All right?
Those are like the Appalachians.
You see that, Ray?
Yeah,
that's the mountain range.
That's the north side of the Appalachian.
I'm going to go all the way down along the side of the mountains, and then right there in Hansonville, I'm going to cross over.
Coach, that pertinier looks like you're about to be Christopher Columbus, Daniel Boone, all wrapped up in the Oregon Trail, bub, and I'll hang up and listen, bub.
The king of the wild frontier.
Oh, no.
Eddie, there are some
Clippers
like-
fear Kawhi Leonard suffered a torn ACL.
Oh.
How many games will that put him out?
Coach, I'm going to say he is, well, according to somebody on The Athletic, he's out indefinitely. He's out the same length as Chris Paul.
I mean, the good news is the NBA playoffs last for about 3 years, so he may come back.
He may be able to have surgery,
end.
Rehab, and yeah, be back probably. By the finals.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, man.
Ah, whatever. Let the Jazz clap that, and then they'll go on to the next one. Jazz, yeah. Suns, and then whoever plays Brooklyn.
Look at this. It says if I don't stop, I can do this in 25 hours.
Coach, right. I'm looking at your page. There's a lot of those little terrain colors.
Yeah, there's a lot of different.
Coach, that would be mountains.
Yeah, Coach, give me the one that's gray, not the one that's green, that's blue, and all that.
That's another state, Coach. Oh,
but how far is it if you go the other way?
Where? Crossing the mountains?
No, right here. This way.
Coach, I don't want to go in the mountains. Dude. I just want to cross one and done. I don't want to be spending a whole day in the mountains.
I mean, it's beautiful out there.
I want to see a mountain, and I want to be like, I'm going to cross that, and then get over it and be done.
No, you don't just cross over a mountain in 10 minutes. You realize that, right?
Watch me. Okay. All right. Watch me.
All right. I'm fearful. You go mountain route, you don't get out of those mountains. And I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Ray, what's the time? You haven't even said the time yet today.
1 hour and 5 minutes.
Ooh,
we got to go.
We didn't even talk about Derek Carr.
Four days away from Eddie.
I think I'm going to walk home today. I'm just kidding. I can't walk home. I got jeans on, man.
Eddie's like, I'm going to walk to your apartment. The other day, I'm like, what? And it's 15 miles. Okay, cool. And he's like, well, then I'm going to need you to drive me home.
Well,
what?
Yeah,
Coach, you're all sweaty.
Getting all up in the
He's
blazer.
Got a bunch of asphalt all over him. Coach, and you're just going to hop up in the...
Hey, you're going to put your ass sweat on my seats? No, I don't think so.
Coach, I can go straight to your house, and then we can jump in the pool.
Coach, I'm kidding. I would take you home.
I'll dental floss with you.
Coach, you want to know what's going to motivate you? Dental floss.
Yeah, I know. You can borrow some dental floss for the walk?
Coach, dental floss is open. Every afternoon, the dentist shop is open. Hours are all day long, baby.
Oh, man. All right, good luck to the green team tonight.
Huh?
Oh, my soccer team. We got playoffs. Good luck.
Coach, have we ever, can we please next episode talk about deep tees? Talk about the drama in your soccer team?
Yeah.
I think Ray needs to hear about the drama in the soccer team.
We can talk about it.
I slept with another player.
I cheated. He was cute.
We can talk about the drama of the soccer team.
Yeah, we need
Friday.
To talk about
I'll
it.
I'll write that down. Okay. Drama soccer team. Oh, man. It's rough.
Yeah.
It's been a rough season. But hey, it all comes together tonight in the playoffs. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about Derek Carr on Friday, even though it'll be old news. I forgot about it.
I mean,
I can probably pass on that one. I'll zone out.
Yeah, really, Coach. I don't think I care that much.
Everybody's all excited. He's like, if the Raiders traded me, I'd just quit because I'm a Raider for life.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You want to know what he's saying that for? He's bluffing. He's telling the Raiders because he's been in the rumor of trade talks. And so he's like, don't trade me because I will quit. He wouldn't. I don't think he'd really quit. He's just trying to play hardball and you know, hey, Raider fans, I'm all in for you guys. Like, do I really think he'd quit? Hell no.
No, he wouldn't quit.
No, he's just saying, hey, if you trade me, I'm going to quit. So no other team will want to trade for him because they're worried. Oh no, we're going to trade for someone that's going to quit. Come on now. And all these Raider fans, yeah, see, that's our guy. He loves Raider Nation. And he needs to have his head examined if that's where he wants to be his whole career.
And also, he's in Vegas. He's bluffing. Everybody does that in Vegas.
Oh! So
wait.
Hey!
Wait till that river card comes. Then you let me know.
Yeah, all right.
Hang up and listen.
All right. Have a great Wednesday. Go Green Team.
And if you're a truck driver, let us know. Would you rather drive through mountains or on a flat plane?
Yeah, this is Jimmy down in Oklahoma. I always choose flat over the hills. And I'll hang up and listen. See ya.
Hey, this is Michael. I always go coastal. I always go flat. I would never go through the mountains of California. I always go PCB, Pacific Coast Highway.
I have no option, Coach. I'm going to have to cross these mountains at some point.
Hey, if you're a truck driver, you'll always go like 90 grade, or would you prefer it to be flat? Let us know. If you got to drive a little extra, you'll hang up and listen.
What do you think the dark green and the light green difference is?
A lot. A lot. Dark green is like, uh-oh. Like, don't mess with me.
Dark green's like Everest.
Yep.
Coach, I see those kind of maps when I'm watching Bear Grylls.
You watch Bear Grylls?
Yeah, Coach. And that looks like some tough terrain. I want to go with something that's straight up gray. The way too many colors on that map for me.
I don't know. This looks like a little mountain right there.
There ain't no little mountain on the Appalachian Trail.
Coach, that map ain't actual size.
Yeah. Like, objects appear smaller than they are, whatever they say on the damn mirror. I don't remember.
You know what? When you zoom in, the mountain does get bigger. Oh, shit.
Coach, what you're zooming in
How
right
many
now?
Miles is that along the mountain?
From here to here?
Yeah.
Let's see right here. Hold on.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
I think we may have just saved him.
Hansonville to Holston. Let me check.
Oh, my God. That looks all up mountain.
And that's not his exact route if you're trying to track him.
The mileage across the mountain is 5.5.
God, that's going to be a brutal stretch.
It says I can do it in an hour and 42 minutes.
Walking?
Or
driving?
Walking. Right now I'm doing an hour and a half for 5 miles.
Then you can do it.
Yeah, I thought it was like 20 miles.
Yeah, never mind. Scratch everything we said in the podcast.
Guys,
Let's go home.
I think I can do it.
I think you can. All right. I think you can.
I appreciate it, boys.
The little engine that could.
Coming down that hill is going to be a big...
Hey, did Jesus from Fort Worth make you laugh the other day?
Never. I don't even know who that is.
Hilarious. Ray, did you see his post?
All right, we're done. Goodbye, everyone.
Was it about me being Mexican?
Yeah, he's like, he's so glad to have a Mexican, you know.
That's the buzzard. We're done.
He said, it's so good to have representation on the podcast, our Mexican culture or something like that.
Hey, CP3 injured, Kawhi injured.
CP3 injured? Oh, yeah.
And Lauer and Kyrie injured. I just hope there's not a 4. Eddie.
Oh. You're an idiot. All right, we're done.
Oh, my God.
Here, let me get the...
I mean, Ray told me to shut up twice.
He did, man. He meant it.
He was not happy with me. Hey, who's going to win the U.S. Open?
Is
Shoffley?
Is he in a road?
Hey, is Shoffley going to win?
Oh, shoot. Shoffley?
Yeah.